For beloved, zahav koldu, any type of gold is good. You do not have to have pure gold for this part. It doesn't get dirty anyway. Kamashla, no. Even the pair of the lamp also has to have zahav tor. That's the chiddush over here. The nechnamni was not made from one piece. He holds that only the menorah itself was made from one piece of gold, but the other things in the menorah still was made from its own piece of gold, and therefore could be mamish be made to take off. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding the peites from the aluf on top. Again, it says in the Mishnah that chatzi luk shem and lepeida. Why does he have a chatzi measuring cup of a chatzi alug? So Mishnah says that was for the shemen of a teider, and who adin was also for the mayim of a seiter. Now the Gemara explains. Tani we learned. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, ma tamaloyim ba shemen shnei pamim. How come it says the word twice? Ba shemen b'shemen. Rashi says there's chalos matzos blulos ba shemen, or a kikim matzos meshuchim ba shemen. Would have been enough to say it one time. Why is that to say by the chalos, by the matzos of the teider two times? Samar says, if it only would have said the word Bashemin once, Hayisiem, I would have said, Hare Yukachol Hamanachis. If I gave any other mincham, Lelug, all you have to have is just one lug of Shemin for the matzis. But after Shakosa Bashemin Bashemin, now that it says twice the word Bashemin Bashemin, have a ribuy yacha ribuy, it's a ribuy after ribuy, and the klal then is, Vien ribuy yacha ribuy elon lamayit. It takes it away, so you don't have to have a whole lug, but it's enough to have a chati lug. A chati lug shemen is enough. Is miyat hakos of a chati lug? There's a miyat hakos to say it's enough to have a chati lug shemen for the chalos of the toida. In other words, for the three minim of matzos, it's enough to have for all three minim only a chati lug of shemen. Tomorrow's the question, is it true what you're saying? Ribuy yacha ribuy, lechura chad ribuy, it's only one ribuy, like one word bashemen you need. It's only one extra word bashemen, so it's only one ribuy. So we'll say like this better. Ela rather, ilu lenema bashemen kolikra, if we wouldn't have said the word bashemen altogether, hayisi aim, I would have said, hare yukachol amenochis, it's like any other mincha, I would have known by itself a lug, that's enough to have a lug. Akshav Shinema Bashem Bashem, now it says the word Bashem Bashem twice, have a ribu yacha ribui, and now the klal is rain ribu yacha ribui, elulamayit. So that's the klal now, it's a ribu yacha ribui, elulamayit, and therefore we say, miya to hakosav a chatilug. The pasuk took it down to be chayv only for chatilug. Now the klal is yachla, we're thought to say, ye chatilug ze, mizchalik lishlishis minim, lechalis, ulurakikun ulurvichom. I would have thought to say, now this chatilug of shemen should be divided up equally between the three different minim of the chalis, of the matzis, that are brought for the toidom. Now really there are four minim, but one is chametz, that one does not have shemen. But the other three matzis, they should have altogether a chatilug of shemen. Kishuem, when the pasuk says, ba shemen b'revicho, it says an extra word, ba shemen, by the revicho, when you scold the flower. Is shem tamaloyma, it didn't have to say it. So, ribuy shemel revicha, the reason why the pasuk says it, teaches us, you have to have a little bit more shemen by the revicha. So, haketzit, how does it come out? It comes out like this. Mevi chati lug shemen. Bring taka a chati lug of shemen for the lach me toida. The chaytseyu, and divide it in half. So, chetzi of lechalos rakikin, half of this, in other words, a quarter of the lug of shemen, is used in the 10 chalas and the 10 rakikin. The chetziyav, the other half of the chatilug, the other quarter of a lug, is the revicha, it's meant for the revicha. So that's how we divide up the shemen. Oma le Reb Lezer ben Azaya, Akiva. She said back to Akiva, Ima tomar b'kola yam kule b'shemen b'shemen, eni shemen lecho. If you want it on, to have drushes, to have more shemen, I won't listen to you. El around the cloud is like this. Chatziluk shemen l'toida. There's a chatziluk shemen brought for the toida. Or revius shemen l'nozir. The echad also yom shebein nida l'nida. Halach l'moshe m'sinai. As the Yagazan of Akiva says, you can't learn out this drosha from these psukim over here to say that you have a chatziluk shemen for the toida. but rather he holds it's halacha l'mashim Sinai, that these three halachas, that's that you have to have a chatzi luk shemen for the minchas of a toida, and the revi is shemen l'nozir, and the halachas of 11 days means after an isha finishes her nidus, when she sees dam first, she's tummy midiraisa for 7 days, whether she sees them or doesn't see those 7 days, then after the 7 days are up, for the next 11 days midiraisa, then she could become a zava, meaning if she'll see 3 days straight in a row, she becomes a zava. That's when she needs Zayin Nikim midiraisa. So these halachas are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And Rashi says, the halacha goes on, that you say chetziv al achalos and chetziv al revuchom, that's not from the mikra, from Sukkim, but rather that's from the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Now it says, the lug hoyu moideid, used to measure it in a lug. The chol ha-menachas, the Mishnah says, all the menachas, every mincha had one lug of shemen. And then it was a machlekes, let's say you bring 60 isorin, so Tanakhama says you have to have 60 lugs of shemen, and Lezer Minyak was one that says no, that all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. So Mura says, Tan Rabbanan, that the mitzayra oni ksiv, by when the mitzayra is an oni, when you have to bring his mincha, so it says isorin bolul, you have to have isorin mixed, velug, it has to be mixed with the lug of shemen. Is limud al isorin shatan lug. This is the limud that an isorin, a flower from mincha, has to have one lug of shemen mixed into it. Divrei chacham, these are the words of the chachamim. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Lezaimim, they both say no. Afilu mincha shashishim esreinim. Ein lo el luga. No matter how many esreinim you have for this mincha, no matter how many you want to be menadev to bring, as long as it's in one mincha and one kli, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Why? Shneimer the pasuk says, La mincha velug shemen. Mashma, no matter how big this mincha is, you do not need more than one lug of shemen. So Mora says, Rav Nechemya Rav Lezer, Hai Yisorin Bolol, Velug May Avdalei. What do they do with this pasuk? This mashma, for every Yisorin of flower, you have to have a lug of shemen. So Mora says, Ahu Lugufei, Tekom Rachmon, the Torah says, Laisi chad isorin, to bring one isorin, and with that you have to have one lug. Now no matter how many more isorin you bring, still you only need one lug. But the pasuk is coming to teach us mikra din, that a normal mincha needs one isorin of flour, and one with that, when with that one isorin of flour, you have to have a lug of shemen. So Mora says v'iduch, the other man diyama, lagufa leitzarach, we don't need the pasuk lagufa for itself. The Rebbe is that no matter how many Esreinim you have, all you need is just one lug of shemen. Why don't we need the Pasuk Lagufei? Midigola Rachmona Gavi Mitzera. Since the Pasuk says by a Mitzera, Gimel Kabonis, the Gimel Esreinis. You have to have three Kabonis and three Esreinim. Is Hocho, the Chad Korbin, Chad Yisaren, mainly here by an Oni, Pshita, since there's only one Korbin, you only have to have one Yisaren. So I don't need a special Pasuk, so the Rebbe is to teach us that no matter how many menachas you have, how many Yisraelim you have, you only have to have one shemen, one lug of shemen. V'yidach no, Yisrach still need a pasuk legufei. Because otherwise, Salkot, the Chaminach, I would have thought to say, Hoyo v'chas rachmon olayu. Since the Torah had rachmonas on him, on this mitzvah that's an oni, to bring him in home, lasu yibedalas, emel ali boy minei klal, maybe you don't have to have shemen altogether, it's kamash, no, but still you have to have a lug shemen. Vidoch, the other man, the Yomos, the Gamal Yashkan, you don't find any mincha that comes without a shemen, so pshiti, you have to have shemen there. For Rabbonu now, hai la mincha v'lug shemen mayavdilei, what do they do with this pasuk of la mincha, which is mashma, according to Rav Nechemya, that no matter how big the mincha is, no matter how many Yisraelim you have there, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen, so what do they do with this? And the Gemara, who, lemisnadev mincha, if somebody is misnadev to bring a mincha, should not bring less than something needs a lug. What is it, Isorin? There is the least amount of a mincha that you can menadev to bring is one Isorin of flour, and with that Isorin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen. Vidach, what's the other man to do with this? Tati shemen minoy, you could hear two things from this pasuk of la mincha of a lug shemen. You could hear two things. First of all, that a mincha has to be at least an Isorin. And then secondly, no matter how many Yisraelis of flour you want to be menadev to bring for your mincha, still all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Shisha Lepar, you have to have six lugim, which is a chatziyahin for the nesochin of a par. Arbol ayil, you have to have four lugim, which is a shlish of a hin for an ayil. And shlosh lekeves, you have to have three lugim, which is a quarter of a hin for the keves. Minolan, how do we know this from? The Gemara says this too, because the pasuk says, v'nifkeyem chatziyahin yil lepar. It says clearly that for par, the nesochin has to be a chatziyahin. And hin is trace a lugi heaven. A hin itself was 12 lugim. Therefore, chati lug is 6. So you have to have 6 lugim of shemen for this mincha. The Chassidus pasuk says, shemen zayis hin, or shemen zayis was a hin. The Chassidus says, shemen mishchas kodesh yezeh, lilu darasechim. This shemen amishcha, it says the word zeh, and we dash in zeh is begematria trace to heaven. It was 12. So therefore, here it's a chatziyahin, which you have to have 6 lugim for the mincha of a par. Now, shloish the mishten zov, shloish shomachzum lemenorah. You have to have 3.5 lugim for the menorah. Why? Because chati lug lechol ner. Every ner had to have a chati lug. Mino and emili, how do we know this from? The Tanur Rabban went like this: May erev ad boiker. Meaning to say, tain lo midosa, put enough oil inside the menorah, shetei de lekes velekes, it should burn and go on, meyerev ad boiker, from evening until the morning. So, rach, another pshat is, meyerev ad boiker. Ein lo chla avoid the shekhshara meyerev ad boiker. No other avoid that's kosher to do from evening until morning, el zubavad, only that lokas of an eris. Now, vishir chom, the chom gave a shir, chati lug. That's how much shemen you have to have a chati lug. Meyot of yatzafer, from evening until the morning. That's the shear of a chatilug. Ikka the army, some say, milamalo lamato, the shear is from upwards, downwards. Milamalo lamato shearai. Ikka the army, some say, no, mimato lamala shearai. They did it from down upwards. Man diyoma mimato lamala from down upwards shearai is a Torah chosom, a money shay Yisrael. The Torah had rachmonis on the money of Klai Yisrael. Well, man diyoma, the one that says, though, mimal lamata a lot, and then go downwards. Shira, why? Because Eina Nius, B'mokam Ashiris. In the base of Midrash, we're acting like Ashirim, Malachim, we do not act stingy to be like an Onizir. Now, exactly what this means is, like, how do they figure out how much Shemen burns the whole night? So, Oman Yama says, first they put in a lot of Shemen, and let it burn out the night, and they saw the next morning there was still some Shemen left over. So, next day they did less and less and less until they finally got the exact measurement. So, that's the shots from Eina Nius, B'mokam Ashiris. That you have to start out with a lot. And the other man, the Yama says, no, means the beginning they put a little bit shemen. And they saw that did not light the whole night. So they added, the next day they added some more shemen, and more, until finally both ways it came out to a chatilug. A chatilug of shemen, that's how much shemen there will be stay lit for the whole night. Now the Mishnah says, Mo'ovin nischei erim v'nischei porim, you can mix up the nesochim of a par with the nesochim of an ayil. In other words, both menochis you can mix up together because both of the blilus were shavim because they had shnei lugim shemen li sar and selos vichi sar and a flower. There was 2 lugim of shemen because the nesochim of a par used to bring 3 asreinim selos and used to have 6 lugim of shemen, so 2 to 1. And the mincha nesochim shel ayil was only shnei asreinim and used to have 4 lugim. So kitzur proportional was 2 lugim of shemen, fishy sar and a flower. Therefore, they could be mixed up. So again, the Mishnah says ma'orvin nischei elim, the mincha comes with an ayil, could be mixed up with the nesochim, with the mincha that comes with a par. Nischei kvosim and nischei kvosim sheyochem b'shaltibur, and who are then the nesochim that's brought with the keves with the korban olah could be mixed up a sheyochem b'shaltibur. Because by the kvosim, every mincha comes one isar in a flower with shloisha lugim shemen. Therefore, if they get mixed up, it's not bottle, it's okay.